I'm reaching out through this letter to invite you to a small, intimate gathering of friends this Friday night at my estate. It's my understanding that you work with one of the country's best publications, writing for the social column. They have often reached out to me requesting access to my gatherings, and I've decided I'm ready to welcome you as their representative, as one of my guests. Contained within this letter is the number of my personal assistant. Should you accept this invitation, don't hesitate to call, and they shall arrange for a car to pick you up at a location of your choosing and deliver you to my home. I understand that this hand-penned letter might be a bit old-fashioned, but so am I. And it's my hope that the personal touch is appreciated. Yours, Sterling. Good evening. I'm glad to see that you accepted the invitation. I hope we can give you a truly memorable evening and something worth writing about for your column. What's that? Of course you have readers. I can assure you most certainly that you have at least one. You sell yourself short. I'm a man of varied interests, and even if I'm not particularly interested in the comings and goings of all my peers, I find your writing to be delightful. It's witty. Welcome to the Sterling Manor. I'll take your coat. Arms back. You're wearing the dress I picked out for you. I'm happy to see that it suits you very well. It wasn't too much of an intrusion, I trust, selecting an outfit. I thought it might alleviate any concerns regarding the dress code. Don't worry, it was a gift after all. You can keep it. It's yours now. You're very welcome. Oh, you like the decor? Thank you. You know what I think would be in order? A tour of the place. The pleasure would be mutual. But I'm afraid we need to wait until after dinner. Food will be served soon. Here we are. There's no mistake in the seating. You'll be next to me. Don't worry about the other guests. They'll find ways to entertain themselves. Wine? I have a confession to make. I hope you won't think too poorly of me, but the truth is, I have not invited you here merely so you can write a piece about this party in your column. I meant it when I said I enjoy reading your words, but I'm not a man to mince my intentions. I had a little more of an agenda when I sent that invitation. That's fair. I'm a very curious man. Indeed, some people might describe me as near obsessive. but I will admit that I can go to great lengths to satisfy my curiosity, so I won't fully dispute it. Once something has become the object of my interest, I'll stop at nothing to know more about it, about them. And you, dear, I have to say, have piqued my interest. Again with selling yourself short, huh? Look at me. Just like that. You think you can underplay your intelligence with me and avoid the truth about yourself. Your face. Your body. Just look at you. You want more wine? Just a little? Of course. These hot summer nights can make anyone thirsty. How's the food? My dear, I'm well aware that this is one of your favorites. What do you mean, how? You didn't think that I would run a background on my star guest? Oh. There I go. I gave away the game now, didn't I? When I've got the woman of my interest in my sights, I will go to great lengths to meet her. Growing this gathering of friends and inviting you is just a taste of that. A small little sample. I did uncover quite a bit about you. Why? Because I'm sure you researched me too, didn't you? I couldn't just sit here right next to you and not know anything about the woman who, no doubt by now, knows so much about me. You know about my history, you know about my travels and some of the celebrity guests I hosted, and you might even know a little about my personal relations, as much as I try to keep them under wraps. I must admit that's deliberate. I feel some things have to be preserved. And I, in turn, learned a lot about you, my dear. I know some of your hobbies and your more, shall we say, private interests. There's nothing to be ashamed of. I can appreciate the art of photography as much as the next man, perhaps even more. And the human body is a beautiful subject, isn't it? Oh, my men will clear everything, please. This way. Yes, we're almost there, right this way. And up the stairs. This is the West Wing's second floor. And my bedroom is just a couple of doors that way. But that's not where we're heading right now. Please, come this way. Once I learned about your interest in erotic photography, I knew I would have to show you this room. You might be surprised to learn that I am quite interested in the subject as well. I collected many great photographs and even commissioned a few from great names just to be sure I owned something unique, something just mine. And yet, that wasn't enough for me. So I started getting into photography on my own, and this room, I suppose you could call it my studio. Yes, this bed is the same as you see in those pictures. While a few of those were taken outside in the estate grounds, I really like the intimate, cozy atmosphere of this room. Do you like these? You do, huh? I guess I'd think so. What about this one? Or even, show me which one you like best. Don't be shy, it's just us here, you can tell me. Oh, that one? My, oh my. Huh. Oh, no, not at all. I think you have great taste. I'm just surprised that you chose something so explicit and raw. But you're right, there's beauty in that, hmm? Is it the lace? Or the visible ecstasy? Or is it the leather? I have to make my second confession for the evening. I said I had an agenda inviting you to this party, and that was true. But I left out the true extent of that agenda. Now that you've seen my collection, my work, I think it's time to tell you why I truly wanted you here. I want to photograph you. I want you to be my next model. I want you on my wall, next to all these pictures. I can assure you I'm not kidding. I want to photograph you. I want to put you in poses. I demand capture you. Have you. Would you like that, sweetheart? Hmm? Tell me. Show me. Mm-hmm. Lean against the bed pole for me. Yeah, it's just like that. Relax and have fun with it. Lean deeper. Push your hips up. Yes. I knew that dress would look gorgeous on you. Yes. Now place your hands on the mattress and lean deeper. Bend over. Yes. You're a natural at this. But I shouldn't be surprised. I just wanted to get a picture of your smile while you were distracted. Who knows? It may be my favorite in the set. Why don't we slide this strap down your shoulder? Like this, yes. Let it fall. Yes. And now we can move this other strap. Yes, just like that. Turn around. Let me get your shoulders and back in the frame. Now just let the dress fall. I want you to lay on your side now. Pose for me, relax. Pretend you were reading or relaxing in your room. Good. And now those heels, I think they need to come off. Face when you're enjoying yourself, when you close your eyes and bite your lips. I had to get it. legs. So soft, so warm, but restricted. Maybe take off the pantyhose. Slowly now, slowly. Let's savor it. No, look at me while you do it. Now the other leg. And slide. That's perfect. I want you to kneel on the bed now. Facing towards me. Look at the camera with your eyes tilting up. Fuck, there's no reason to hold back. It's just the two of us. The two of us and the camera. Say it for me. Look into the camera and say, fuck, for me. That's it. Hold that look. I fucked the camera. And take off your bra. Slide the straps. And let it drop. You're so beautiful. So gorgeous. Now those panties. Those very wet panties. They'll have to come off too. I can feel it, even through the fabric. You're making my fingers wet just from touching you. Yes, you like that, don't you? I can tell. I can tell how much you like it. Take them off. The panties, yes. All the way off. Look at me. Look at the camera now and spread your legs. Show me how wet you are now. I want you to feel yourself with your hand, with your fingers. Yes. Slow circles for me. Good. Play with yourself. Stroke that clit. Yeah. Rub it till you start squirming. I want your body convulsing before I've even fucking thought about touching you. Spank your pussy. Harder. Fuck, you love being a naughty girl for me, don't you? And now I want you on all fours. Over the bed. Yes. Turn around. Look over your shoulder. Look at the camera. Now keep your hips up and lower your head. Bite into that pillow. Oh, you're so good at this. You're so good at acting like a naughty little slut for me. I can tell. I can see it in your eyes. How much you want it. I want to get a few pictures of you with these. You like them? Manacles and a collar. Beautiful, aren't they? Put them on. Here, let me help you. Is it tight? Good. It should be. Let me see your other wrist. And now your neck. There you go. Ever worn a leash before? Oh, no? Well, you look lovely in that. Now scoot closer to me. Yes, come on. Closer. Crawl on your fours. Yes, even closer. To the foot of the bed. Stop there. Arms up. I think we need a few pictures of you tied up to the bed poles. What do you say? Yes, I thought so too. Here, let me. How does it feel now? It's tight, isn't it? Do you feel vulnerable? Exposed? I bet you do. You're naked and restrained, vulnerable. All at my mercy. And look. Look at how wet you are. Oh, no use squirming. You're very well restrained. Yes. Besides, I can tell you like it. You're dripping, baby girl. Just dripping down your thighs. Can't you see? Surrender to it. Surrender yourself to me. Let your body go. You're mine now. I have you in my camera. I have you on my bed, in my chains. You are mine now. All mine. To do as I please. You taste so sweet on my fingers. Here, have a taste yourself. Such a gorgeous sight from behind. Your skin. Your sweat. Smells so good when you're aroused. It's sweet and rich. And your breasts. Oh, they are so soft. I can feel them filling my hands. Your nipples are so stiff, too. Does it hurt when I pinch them like this? A little? But it hurts in a good way, I bet. I can tell. You're really eager for more, aren't you? You can't wait anymore. You like being spanked. Moan louder. Louder. Moan louder. Just for me. Show me how much you like it. Your ass is so ready right now. Oh, it's such a gorgeous sight. But that's enough teasing, sweetheart. Your wetness is dripping down your thighs and reaching the mattress now, so maybe it's time we gave your pussy some attention, right? Oh, you thought I meant fucking it. Yeah, soon. But first, I want you to say you like being spanked, tied and teased, photographed, fucked, and used. Say it. Yes. See, that wasn't so hard, was it? To admit your desires. To admit how much you enjoy being thoroughly used. Fuck. Such a tight little pussy. How does it feel to be stuffed like this, huh? Good, isn't it? When you were wearing that dress, it just drives me wild. During dinner, were you? Or did you just start getting aroused when you saw those pictures? You know what I was gonna ask of you? What I was gonna make you do for me? Let's see how much you can take while I touch your little clit. Keep that gaze. I want to see your eyes roll back when you come. Mm-hmm. it. I'm powerless to stop this. That was a cute orgasm. But we're not done. Not even close. Fuck, I'm close. I'm gonna finish. All over. You're back. So beautiful. So tight. Gorgeous. Oh, just beautiful. To see that all over your back. Oh yeah, fuck. Such a perfect model. Come here. You're safe here. You understand? I will never let anything hurt you so long as you're with me. When I said I'd make you mine, I didn't mince my words, baby. How are your wrists? Yeah? Settle down with me here. I'll hold you. Lay your head on my chest. I'm a protector at heart. That's just who I am. The things I want, the things I lust for, the things I cherish. If you're ever in danger, fuck. I don't even want to imagine. But I'm getting so ahead of myself. Drift off with me.